Today is June 23rd, 2050, in Sasana era 2559. So for the yogis here at TMC Center, Sayadaw expounded the noble truth of suffering, Dukkha Tissa, so to some extent, quite detailed. But today, Sayadaw, we continue the cause of suffering. So what are the cause of suffering? So the Buddha raised a question by himself. Katamanja bhikkhave dukkha samudaya ariya satyam. What's the monks, the cause of suffering, the noble cause of the suffering? And then the Buddha continued with the answer, Yayantana, Pono Bhavika, Nandiraga, Sadhana, Sagada, and so on. So it is the attachment or craving or the hunger. So the attachment or craving, that gave rise to the father rebirths. So because of this attachment, the father rebirths take place. And this attachment or the craving is always associated with the pleasure. And also it take delight in whatever available. Whatever sense object are available, this craving take delight in that. So this is the definition of the tanha, the cause of suffering.
Ari tanha ga bana myo shi ba le so yin ari tanha ga blu blu ha myo ba le so pyo myat saw pya chin ya tayut thau pyo kama tanha de kamagun ayo ni ma sa lawn tat mat ni de tanha ta myo naw bawa tanha de bawa ri ma Salon nid that Tayani Bwadanaga the mute. We bwadana Bawa Gimbiada, Bawa Biase De Tema, Bawa Biase Night, Salon nid that needed the Naga the mute of your Didana Domu Biodavare, Didana the Bolidi, Didana Domu yet the Bolidi, you know, Dini Ojana Java.
So what are those attachments? The Buddha asked the question and he answered himself. There are three kinds of tanha or craving or hunger. Hunger for sensual pleasure or hunger for craving. And then kama tanha in Pali. And then second one is bhava tanha, hunger for existence. And then the third one is hunger or craving for non-existence. So these are classifications of the craving or tanha. So today, Sierra, we expound these three kinds of tanha, craving. So tanha, the literal meaning is hunger. Like we feel hungry or thirsty. So when we feel hungry, we eat. But after a while, we hungry again. Hungry never end. In the same way, when we are thirsty, we drink, we quench our thirst. But after a while, we thirsty again. It's a never end. It's also like a fire. The more fuel you put in, the bigger, the stronger the fire will become. So in the same way, we hungry for sensual pleasure or sense objects. So the more sensual pleasure we enjoy, the hungrier we become. It's like a fire. The more fuel we put in, the stronger the fire become. Here the Burmese words for dana is dhamme daswe. It referring to the color or dye in a cloth. So when we dye with a certain kinds of color, a cloth, and then the cloth and the color is no longer dividable. So color is extremely family attached to the cloth. So textile color is really attached to the cloth. So in the same way, tanha is hunger is always attached to the sensual pleasure and a sense object. When it is attached, when we are attached to the sense object or sensual pleasure, we cannot be separated from the sensual object, no longer dividable from the objects. So tanha is defined as a mental state that can give rise to the further rebirths, porno bhuvika in Pali. And then nandi raga sadhana, it always arises with the pleasure and delight. So this tanha is wholly responsible for rebirth or the dachara sangha or rebirth. So in this regard, there is a Bami saying, the certain kinds of insect, so they attach to somewhere before they move to another point, another spot. They always get firmly attached to the one spot and then move to another spot. So in the same way, we are firmly attached to the present life, and then after death we move or transmigrate to the another life. That means we get attached to the newly reborn life. So there is always attachment that generates the rebirth. So at the last moment of our present life, and we die with a certain kind of attachment to something or someone. So that attachment, based on that attachment, we reborn in the new life. So that our rebirth consciousness, we were born with the attachment. And then the tanha is defined as tatara tatara binandini. So wherever it is, whatever object is available, it is attached to it. So we human being, wherever we are, and we enjoy our life, whatever place it may be, after some time we enjoy our life there. So not only human beings, even animals, they also enjoy their life wherever they are or under whatever condition, like dog, cat, or birds, or the kind of insect like the worm or the ants or any kinds of insect or animal. They also enjoy their own lives in their own way. So wherever we are, whatever object available, we get attached to them. So whatever life we live, we enjoy our life. Even the Hopi Buddha, he enjoys his life. One of his life story is he's a human. Very poor. So one day he observed a precept, and then he saw the celestial beings we call Naga, is a celestial kind of snakes being. So being a disguise of human being, so he saw and he envied their life. He wanted to become such a celestial heavenly life, like the king or Naga, king or Deva, celestial being. So because of this attachment, he was reborn as a Naga, the celestial snake. His name is called Sambeya. He was called Jambeya. So Jambeya, the king Naga, Naga king. Actually, Naga means a particular kind of snakes. It's although celestial being is a kind of snakes. So one day he found out he was actually snake. So he really upset with his the body of snake. So, but after some time, he enjoying the entertainment with the female Naga. But later he realized this his true life. So he came down to human realm, and he did a lot of meritorious deeds, and so that he be liberated from the from this kind of life. So in this story, the lesson is even the Whoopi Buddha got attached to the life and reborn as a Naga or the snakes. So the last moment experience in one's life is a very important impact on the life after death. So the sign we experience on our deathbed will definitely affect our rebirth after death. So in this regard, this there is a story of the Gosaka city. Gosaka, the merchant, wealthy merchant. So in the story, one of the couple, they went somewhere through the desert. In the desert, they unfortunately lost their way. So their provision, food and drink, ran out. So it is a very difficult for them to carry their young son along with them. So the father is always unwilling to carry the son along with him. The mother insisted that she carry the son even though they are very tired. And finally they got in a house where there were many cows were raised. So the house owner, he offered the milk porridge to the monks and or to the people around. So this couple, they happily join the audience and the people, and they ate the milk porridge. So the wife, she let her husband eat much more because her husband was so tired and fatigued. So he ate too much. And while he's eating, he saw the merchant, rich merchant, and feeding his pet dog, female dog. And he eat and some piece of food given to his dog. So he feel, oh, this dog was very fortunate. Her master take very good care of her and feeding very good food. She enjoy good food every day. So he get attached to the life of a dog. So on that very evening, he died because he ate too much. And then because of the attachment, And then in his last moment, he reborn as a dog in the dog's dog womb.
အဲ့တော့သူရဲ့ဂေါတကသရေရဲ့ဇလံကိုနည်းနည်းတော့အဲပြီးတော့အောင်ပြောရတယ်ဆိုရင်တော့အဲ့ဒီခွေးအဲ့ဒီသရေရဲ့မှာခွေးလေးဖြစ်ခွေးလေးဖြစ်ပြီးတော့အဲနေ့စဉ်သရေရလည်းနေ့စဉ်အဲ့ဒီပစ္စေကဗုဒ္ဓရှင်မြတ်ကိုသူတောကြောင်လေးဆောက်ထားပြီးတော့ဟောလုပ်ပါတယ်ကိုးကွယ်ပါတယ်ကိုးကွယ်ပြီးတော့နေ့စဉ်ဆွန်းလောင်းတယ်ဆွန်းလောင်းနဲ့ပြင့်ပြီးတော့ဆွန်းလောင်းနဲ့ခွေးလေးတစ်ဖြည်းဖြည်းကြီးသွားတဲ့အခါကျတော့တတိယအဲ့ဒီခွေးလေးကိုပဲအဲဆွန်းပြင်းချိန်ဆိုရင်ဆွန်းချိန်ဆိုရင်တတိယခွေးလေးကိုပဲလွတ်လိုက်တယ်ခွေးလေးကိုပဲလွတ်လိုက်ပြီးတော့ရှင်သစ္စာဗုဒ္ဓရှင်မြတ်ကိုအဲ့ဒီခွေးလေးရနေပြီးတော့ပြင်ခဲ့အဲ့ဒီလိုနဲ့တဖြည်းဖြည်းနဲ့နောက်ကြီးလာတဲ့အခါကျတော့အဲ့ဒီခွေးလေးကပဲလမ်းမှာအဲအကုန်လုံးအဲလမ်းမှာဘေးဘေးရန်အန္တရာယ်တွေပါလေမရှိအောင်ဆိုရင်သူကရှေ့ကနေလမ်းလေးရှင်းပြီးတော့သွားအဲ့လိုနဲ့အဲ့ဒီခွေးလေးကဒီပစ္စေကဗုဒ္ဓရှင်မြတ်ကိုလည်းခင်တွယ်ပြီးတော့ကြည်ညိုသွားတယ်ဒီနေ့ကျတော့ပစ္စေကဗုဒ္ဓရှင်မြတ်ဟာဒီတတိအင်အားနေတတိပင်းတဲ့နေရာနေတနေရာကိုကြွားတော့မယ်ဆိုပြီးတော့ကြွားသွားတဲ့အခါကျတော့အဲ့ဒီခွေးလေးကအဲ့ဒီသစ္စာဗုဒ္ဓအရှင်မြတ်ကိုလွမ်းတဲ့စိတ်နဲ့ပဲဆုံးသွားပါတယ်။ဆုံးသွားတော့အရှင်မြတ်ကိုကြည်ညိုတဲ့စိတ်နဲ့ဆုံးသွားတဲ့အတွက်အဲ့ဒီဘဝကနေနောက်ဘဝကျတော့ဂေါတကတထေအဲဂေါတကနတ်သားဆိုပြီးတော့နတ်ပြည်မှာသွားပြီးတော့ဖြစ်ပါတယ်။ဂေါတကဆိုတာသူ့ရဲ့အတန်ကတိတ်ပြီးတော့အောင်မြင်ပြီးတော့တိတ်အတန်ကောင်းတဲ့အတန်ကျယ်တယ်ဆိုတဲ့အဓိပ္ပာယ်ပါပဲ။အဲ့ဒီနတ်ဘဝအဲ့လိုသူဂရိဘဝတွေကျင်လဲပြီးတော့ဥစဉ်တော်မြတ်စွာဘုရားရှင်လက်ထက်ကြတော့ဒီဂောတကတထေဂောတကတထေဆိုတာတန်းပြီးတော့တထေမျိုးတထေຫນွယ်ကနေဂောတကအဲတထေဖြစ်တာတော့မဟုတ်ပါဘူးသူကဆင်းရဲသားပါပဲတထေတယောက်ကနေမွေးစားပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒီနေ့မှာမွေးတဲ့ကလေးဟာအဲဒီဒါယနခတ်တင်နေနဲ့ရှင်ပြီးတော့မွေးတဲ့အတွက်ဒီကလေးဟာတထေဖြစ်မှာလို့အဲဒီပုံနာကဟောလိုက်တဲ့အတွက်အဲ့ဒီတထေးတယောက်ကနေခေါ်ပြီးတော့မွေးစားပြီးတော့အဲအဲ့ဒီနောက်ပြီးတော့သူအဲ့တထေးမှလည်းနောက်တထေးအဲသားလေးတယောက်မကြခင်မွေးဖွားတော့အဲ့ဒီတထေးအဲဟောဖြစ်တော့အကြိမ်ကြိမ်ပေါ့လေဒီကလေးကိုမွေးစားသားလေးကိုအဲ့တထေးရသူသားလေးမွေးလာပြီဆိုတော့အဲ့မွေးစားသားလေးကိုအမွေပေးရမှာဆိုတဲ့အတွက်အကျဉ်းချင်းအဲသူ့ကိုတေချောင်းကြံပါလေလှုပ်ကြံပါလေတေဖို့တေချောင်းကြံတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့လို့မတေဘူးတဲ့အဲ့လိုဖြစ်တဲ့အရှင်နေရာဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုရင်သူတို့ဟောတဘွားမှာအဲ့တတိဇနီးမောင်နှံဘွားနဲ့ကန္နာရာကြီးကိုဖြတ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာသူတို့သားလေးကိုပြစ်ထားလိုက်ပြန်ခေါ်လာလိုက်ပြစ်ထားလိုက်ပြန်ခေါ်လာလိုက်နောက်ဆုံးသူတို့ရဲ့သားလေးကမတေတဲ့အတွက်အဲ့ဂေါတကတတိလောင်းဟာလေအဲ့ဒီဘွားမှာတေကံနေကြုံမဲ့လို့မသေးပါဘူးတဲ့မသေးဘဲနဲ့နောက်ဆုံးတထေးရဲ့သားရင်းကတထေးကြီးရဲ့သားရင်းကတေသွားပြီးတော့အဲတထေးရဲ့သားရင်းကတေသွားပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒီနောက်ဆုံးဒီဂောတကဟာဒီတထေးရဲ့အမွေကိုရပြီးတော့ဂောတကတထေးဆိုပြီးတော့ဦးဇင်းတို့မြတ်စွာဘုရားရှင်လက်ထက်မှာဖြစ်လာပါတယ်တဲ့
So this man born as a dog or a rich man, and that rich man, he was very dedicated to a Pajjika Buddha. Pajjika Buddha means the individual Buddha or silent Buddha. So he had a monastery built for Pajjika Buddha, and also every day he offered food to the Pajjika Buddha.So every time he went to the Pajjika Buddha monastery, the puppy followed him. Later, the puppy very familiar with the Pajjika Buddha, and so familiar, so the merchant, later he sent the dog for Pajjika Buddha. So the dog every day went to the Bajika Buddha's monastery and brought Bajika Buddha to back to his home for lunch. So all the way the dog take good care of the Bajika Buddha, protect Bajika Buddha from any kinds of possible danger. The dog was very good care. And later, Bajika Buddha, he left the place and went somewhere. So the dog was really attached to the Bajika Buddha, and he was, when he died, with the thought of the Bajika Buddha, he was reborn as a Kosaka deity because of the Bajika Buddha's qualities. He reborn there. So his name was Kosaka. Kosaka means someone who possesses a very sweet and a deep sound, deep voice. So as a Kosaka and the deity, and he lived the whole life and died and reborn again as a human to a very wealthy family. Or actually, he was born he was born to a poor family. And but according to the stars, one of the astrologer, he predicted. So under these certain kinds of stars, any child was born, he will become most richest in this city. He predicted according to the star. So in that city, one of the rich men, he heard this prediction. So he find the child who was born under this kind of stars. So in this way, he was adopted by a rich man. So, but later, the rich man got his own son. So he no longer wanted adopted son. And he even tried repeatedly to get him dog or to kill him. So this is the result of the karma. When he was as a couple, he carried his son unwillingly, and he tried to left his son in the desert, and again he brought him along with him. So because of this karma, first he was born to a poor family, later he was adopted by a rich family. But when the rich family got their own son, the adoptive father tried again and again to kill him. But he was so lucky. For some reason, he always escaped from the attempt to kill him. So finally, he inherited all the wealth from his adoptive father, and he became the wealthier one. The adoptive father's own son has died for some reason, so he became the most wealthy person in that city during the Buddha time.
Ara ari dana ha kama dana bhava dana vibhava dana chi de de ma kama dana so da kama gun ayun ni ne patat pi lo kama gun ayun ni ne patat pi lo sa lang tat man ni de dana o kama dana lo ko de sa lang tat man nit tat ni de dana bo le ari kama gun ayun ni so da ba yi le so yin di sin rupa yo အစင်းရူပါယုံမှာလဲရိုးရိုးသားမှရူပါယုံမှာပဲနဲ့မိမယောက်ျားအာယုန်နေမိမယောက်ျားအစင်းအာယုန်နေအဲ့ဒီမိမယောက်ျားအစင်းအာယုန်နေနောက်ပြီးတော့မိမယောက်ျားနဲ့ပတ်သက်တဲ့အသုံးဆောင်အဝတ်အစားဒီအရာမျိုးတွေဟာဒီအစင်းမိမယောက်ျားနဲ့ပတ်သက်တဲ့အစင်းကာမဂုဏ် အစင်းကာမဂုဏ်အာယုံလို့ခေါ်ပါတယ်အဲ့လိုပဲအတန်အာယုံမှာလဲမိမအဲမိမအတန်ယောက်ျားအတန်အဲနောက်ပြီးတော့အနတ်မှာလဲမိမအနတ်ယောက်ျားအနတ်အစားအသောက်ကတော့မရှိဘူးပေါ့လေအစားအသောက်အာယုံနေကာမဂုဏ်အာယုံနေအတွေ့အထိမှာလဲမိမအတွေ့အထိအာယုံယောက်ျားအတွေ့အထိအာယုံသဘောအာယုန်နေမှာလဲအဲ့လိုမိမနဲ့ပတ်သက်တဲ့အာယုန်ယောက်ျားနဲ့ပတ်သက်တဲ့အာယုန်ဒီအာယုန်တွေကိုဒါကာမဂုဏ်အာယုန်တွေလို့ခေါ်ပါတယ်အဲ့ဒီကာမဂုဏ်အာယုန်တွေမှာနှစ်သက်တာယာစာလောင်နေတဲ့အရာလေးကိုဒါကာမတဏ္ဏလို့ခေါ်ပါတယ
် So as mentioned earlier the tanha craving is of two kind three kinds kama tanha bhava tanha vibhava tanhaSo kama tanha craving for sensuous pleasure, bhava tanha craving for existence, the vibhava tanha craving for non-existence. Here the kama tanha craving for sensuous pleasure, so or hunger for sensuous pleasure. So kama tanha, so here kama means something desirable.So it mostly especially refer to the opposite sex, male or female. So the sight and sound, smell, or the opposite sex is very attracted to someone. So the sight or the opposite sex, or the sound, or smell, and or their belongings,And clothing, they are all desirable for someone. So especially the touching. So touching with someone of opposite sex is most desirable. So the here karma means sensuous pleasure, especially related to.The opposite sex. So desire or the literally hunger for those sight, sound, etc. or the opposite sex is called kama tanha.
Now bhava tanha. Bhava tanha ka ro bhava ri ne patat pi lo nitatta ya ni le tanha ba be de. A ra bhava ri ne so da ga a lo be maima bhava ya ja bhavaလူဘဝနတ်ဘဝအဲ့လိုဘဝတွေကိုနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးတော့တွေ့တာနေတဲ့ตาရာနေတဲ့နှစ်သက်နေတဲ့တဏှာကိုအဲဘဝတဏှာအဲ့ဘဝတဏှာ၄မျိုးရှိတဲ့တဲမှာကိုပြောခဲ့တဲ့ဥစ္စာတော့ဒါပထမဦးဆုံးဘဝတဏှာပ
ါ So the second kind of craving is craving for existence So we everybody enjoying the life and that'sDelight in life is called bhava tanha. So we love the female life or male life or human life or deva life or whatever life we have, we take delight in it. We enjoy it. There is a craving and attachment that's called bhava tanha, the craving for existence.
Bhava tanha, four types of dukkha.ဘဝတဏှာကတော့ဗာလဲဆိုရင်တတ္တဒဒိဋ္ဌိနဲ့အတူတကွာဖြစ်တဲ့တနည်းအားဖြင့်မြဲတဲ့အနေမပြတ်မစည်းပဲအမြဲတည်နေတဲ့အနေနဲ့ကိုယ်တွေ့ကြုံနေရတဲ့အာယုန်တွေမပြတ်စည်းပဲအမြဲတမ်းရှိနေတယ်ဆိုတဲ့အနေနဲ့ตาရာနေတဲ့တဏှာအဲ့ဒီတော့ဂုဘဝလေးမှာတွေ့ကြုံရတဲ့အာယုန်တွေရာလဲဒီမိမိကိုယ်အနေနဲ့မိမိအနေနဲ့အတ္တအနေနဲ့ဒီမပြတ်တဲ့အတ္တလေးအနေနဲ့မပြတ်မစဲတဲ့အတ္တလေးအနေနဲ့ဆွဲဆွဲမပြတ်မစဲတဲ့အတ္တလေးအနေနဲ့ဒီခိုင်မြဲတဲ့အနေနဲ့အဲตาရာနှစ်သက်တယ်လို့နောင်ဘဝတွေဘဝတွေကလည်းဒီလိုအဲဒီအတ္တလေးရပဲအမြဲတမ်းရှိနေတယ်နောင်ဘဝတွေမှာလည်းရှိနေတယ်ဆိုပြီးတော့အဲတာယာနေတဲ့အရာလေးကိုဒါတတရဒိဋ္ဌိနဲ့အတူတကွာဖြစ်တဲ့တဏှာလို့ခေါ်ပါတယ်အဲတတရဒိဋ္ဌိနဲ့အတူတကွာဖြစ်တဲ့ဘဝတဏှာလို့ခေါ်ပါတယ်
So this craving is of four kinds. So the first one is, as mentioned, the sensuya desire related to sensuya desire. And this second one is related to this deity around you, or the illusion or ego illusion. So according to this view, we think whatever object we experience lasting, they exist forever under this illusion. So whatever we experience, or whoever we encounter, we think they are lasting forever. And also we think our soul or self is eternal and everlasting. So based on this kind of illusion, we get attached to people and things. So this kind of attachment or craving is based on the Sasada deity, the wrong view or the eternal ego, eternal soul.
အဲ့တော့ဦးဇင်းတို့ယောဂီတို့အနေနဲ့ဆိုရင်တော့ဒီတတ္တရဒိဋ္ဌိဟာတရားတွေရှုမှတ်တယ်ဆိုရင်တော့နည်းသွားနိုင်ပါတယ်။ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုရင်ဝိပဿနာဘာဝနာတရားနဲ့ရှုမှတ်လိုက်တယ်ဆိုရင်အာယုန်လေးတွေကပေါ်ပြီးပြော့ဖြစ်ပြီးပြတ်နေတဲ့သဘောလေးတွေအများဆုံးတွေ့ရပြီဆိုရင်တော့ဒီထဲမှာအတ္တဆိုတာမရှိဘူးဆိုတာကိုအဲသိမြင်လာတယ်။အဲ့လိုသိမြင်လာတော့အဲ့ဒီမရှိတဲ့အတ္တလေးကလည်းအမြဲရှိနေတယ်ဆိုတော့အမြင်လည်းမရှိနိုင်တော့ပါဘူး။ဒါကြောင့်တရားဘာဝနာများများရှိမှလို့တရားအသိတွေရတယ်ဆိုရင်တော့ဒီတတ္တရဒိဋ္ဌိဟာတတ္တရဒိဋ္ဌိဟာနည်းသွားမှာပါ
။ So the illusion or wrong view or the everlasting soul or eternal ego can be reduced by a yogi whoobserving mental and physical phenomena arising and passing away. So when we observe mind and body, and we did something arising and passing away, then we will find nothing eternal, nothing everlasting. So in this way, through the continuous mindfulness and vipassana insight, we can reducethis illusion, or ego illusion.
Now, bhava dana dhukhu aro dhuva rupa bhyama bhava ri, arupa bhyama bhava ri, so that's she bhaare. Ari bhava ri wo phishin ni da, ari rupa bhava ri phishin na, arupa bhyama bhyama ri shi ye de, ari arupa bhyama ri phishin gao ma ve, rupa bhyama ri shi ye de, ari rupa bhyama bhava miu yayin gao ma ve, so we do.အဲ့လိုမှန်းဆပြီးတော့တာယာနေတာတွေ့တာနေတာအဲ့ဒီသဘောလေးကိုဒါလေဘဝတဏတစ်မျိုးလို့ခေါ်ပါတယ
် And another kind of the craving or attachment is related to the celestial realm called Brahma, the superior celestial beingsWe have two kinds of superior celestial being, Rupa Bhyama, Arupa Bhyama. So we are told there are really superior celestial being, and their life is totally blissful. And then we wish to become such a blissful Brahma, and then that's how we develop the attachment to or craving forthe celestial life or the Brahma life. So this is called the bhavadana, the attachment to celestial life, Brahma life.
Now bhavadana တခုကတော့အဲ့ဒီရူပဘဝအရူပဘဝတွေကိုဖြစ်နိုင်တဲ့ရူပဇံအရူပဇံတွေကိုနှစ်သက်တာယာနေတဲ့ဘဝဒနာတစ်မျိုးတဲ့အဲ့ဒီရူပဇံတွေဆိုတာဒီရူပမြမာတွေဖြစ်ဖို့အတွက်ရူပဇံတွေကိုပွားများရတယ်ရူပဇံတွေဆိုတာရပါတယ်အရူပဘဝမြမာဘဝတွေကိုရဖို့အရူပဇံတွေကိုရပါတယ်အဲ့ဒီရူပဇံအရူပဇံတွေကို နှစ်သက်ตายาနေတဲ့နှစ်သက်ตายาနေတာကိုလဲဒါဘဝတဏတစ်မျိုးလို့ခေါ်ပါတယ
် Another kind of bhavatana, the craving for existence, is related to jhana, rupa jhana, arupa jhana, the two highly developed concentration. So these two kinds of concentration, highly developed concentration, leads to the rebirth in the rupa realm and arupa brahma realm. So some people, they get really attached to this kind of jhana, the highly developed concentration. So this kind of attachment is also called bhavatana, the craving for existence.
တဏ္ဏသုံးမျိုးတည်းကနောက်ဆုံးဝိဘဝတဏ္ဏဒီဝိဘဝတဏ္ဏကတော့နည်းနည်းထူးဆန်းပါပဲဘာလို့လဲဆိုတော့သူကဘဝကင်းပြတ်တဲ့အနေနဲ့ယူပြီးတော့ဘဝကင်းပြတ်တဲ့အနေနဲ့ယူဆပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒီဘဝကင်းပြတ်တာကိုနှစ်သက်သာယာနေတဲ့အရာကိုဝိဘဝတဏ္ဏလို့ခေါ်ပါတယ်ဒါဘဝကင်းပြတ်တယ်ဆိုတာကိုဒါဥစ္စေတဒိဋ္ဌိခေါ်ပါတယ်ဥစ္စေတဒိဋ္ဌိဆိုတာဒီဘဝပဲရှိတယ်နောက်ဘဝတွေမရှိဘူးလို့သူကယူတာပါအဲ့တော့ဒီဘဝတွေပဲရှိတယ်ဒီဘဝမှာဒီကာမဂုဏ်အာယုန်တွေကိုအပြည့်အဝခံစားရမယ်လို့အဲယူပြီးတော့ဟိုတနည်းပြောသလိုပဲကောင်းတာတွေရောမကောင်းတာတွေရောအထူးအဖြစ်မကောင်းတာတွေကိုများများအဲမကောင်းတာတွေများများလုပ်ပါတယ်အဲ့ဒီမကောင်းတာတွေများများလုပ်တဲ့ဒီဘဝမှာအဲပြည့်စုံခံစားနိုင်အောင်လို့အဖြစ်သမျှအလုံးအကုန်လုံးဖြစ်နိုင်နေတာအကုန်လုပ်ပါတယ်အဲဥပရေကိုကြောက်လို့ဒီမလုပ်တာပဲရှိတယ်ကျန်တဲ့သူအကုသို့လုပ်ငန်းနေတော့အကုန်လုပ်ပါတယ်တဲ့ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုရင်ဒီဘဝမှာကြီးဘဝရှမ်းတာခြင်းလို့ဒီတဘဝပဲရှိတယ်နောက်ဘဝတွေဒါတွေဘာမှအကျိုးမပေးတော့ဘူးမခံစားတော့ဘူးလို့သူကဘဝပြတ်တဲ့အနေနဲ့ယူဆအဲ့တော့ဘွားပြတဲ့အနေနဲ့ယူဆပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒါလေးကိုตาရာနေတာကိုဒါဝိဘဝတဏလို့ခေါ်ပါတယ
် Among the three kinds of the craving tana vibhava tana the craving for non existence is quite unusual because we crave for non existence and here the craving for non existence meansWe call Occhera Deity, the view there is no life after death. This current life is only life. There is no life before or after this life. So this means this life is only life. So we have to enjoy the sensuous pleasure fully enjoying the life.So whatever available, we will enjoy. Whether good or bad, right or wrong, we will do to enjoy sensuous pleasure. Especially we are most likely to do evil things to enjoy sensuous pleasure. Maybe we are afraid of the law and order, so we may avoid some kinds ofthe criminal things, but we don't afraid. We are not afraid of the demerit. So we are most likely to commit evil deed. Because this is the only life. There is no life after death. So we are to enjoy the sensuous pleasure in this life. So this kind of the round view,is also called bhavatana. So this vibhavatana, the attachment or craving for non-existence by enjoying sensuous pleasure. So if we analyze what tana craving really is, we can find tana is, or craving is tangle our life, make our life messy.Or chaotic. So this tana is fully responsible for the torturous sanghas or lives and rebirths. So that's why, so when the Buddha was asked, Ando Jada, Bahi Jada, and so on, why these people are tangled internally, externally, who can untangle this tangle? The Buddha was asked this question by a deity. And then the Buddha gave answer, Sile, Patitaya, and so on, to the well established in the Sila, morality, one develop the Vipassana insight, and so on. Here, someone who is Dihetuka. Here, Dihetuka means someone intelligent. So if you understand the Dhamma like this, and then you are regarded as Dihetuka person, the one who is qualified for enlightenment. And such kind of Dihetuka person should fulfill Sila, morality, and make great effort in the eradication of the mental defilements by observing the present phenomena. So when we observe one phenomena after another continuously, we develop concentration. And when we develop concentration, we can discern mental and physical phenomena as they really are. And we develop progressive vipassana insight up to the mega phala enlightenment. So every moment of mindfulness, there is the achievement for the yogis or these high quality. So with the continuous effort, yogis meditator note one object after another continuously, and then there will be no room for craving and illusion. When we note continuously, our mind is focused on the object, and we develop concentration. Through that concentration, we can see mental and physical phenomena clearly or distinctively. So what we know, what are known to us are physical phenomena, and knowing mind is a mental phenomena. There is only mind and matter, mental and physical phenomena. What we observe is a body. The knowing mind is a mental phenomena. So in this way, we can find mind and body distinctively. We can distinguish between mind and body. So thus we start to develop the progressive vipassana insight. And in this way, we can reduce the tanha, craving with every moment of mindfulness. So if we develop the mindfulness for an hour or for the day or for the month, and we are reducing the tanha through the practice, this is our own experience. So what we are going to do with the suffering? So the Buddha says suffering is to understand comprehensively. So there are mental and physical phenomena arising and passing away through our six sense door, seeing, hearing, and so on. So whatever phenomena become manifest, we must be mindful of them while they are present. So then we will see mental and physical phenomena newly arise and pass away immediately. There is nothing to be attached to. And then we can reduce the attachment. So that's how we overcome the attachment gradually or craving gradually. Here we overcome craving attachment means we don't leave any room for attachment. When we see mental and physical phenomena as they really are, we won't find anything desirable there. Nothing is desirable. Everything arises, newly arises, and pass away. So there will be no room left for attachment or craving. So to realize the dukkha, suffering, it is very necessary to see mental and physical phenomena arising and passing away. When we see them as they really are, and their appearance and disappearing, then there will be no room for attachment. In this way, we can discern the dukkha, and we can eradicate the cause of dukkha, attachment. So in conclusion, Shiro wish, may all of you be able to develop continuous mindfulness and able to discern dukkha and overcome the attachment to dukkha until you experience the nibbana, ultimate peacefulness of suffering. Thank you for your attention.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu.